wanna hold on, 'cause I'm afraid. And I didn't ask for it to be this way. Somehow I found myself caught in the gray, reaching out for fear, running out of faith.
Fitting. I always start off a song to tie into tonight's message, so this is a good one about letting go. I'm glad that you're here. We got many who's MIA and missing tonight, but as usual, hey, there's nothing you can do about it, because as I just said earlier, you got to let the Lord do the leading. And always, you know, people get distracted by things or get distracted by the world or something comes up or whatever it may be, but you know, that's not nothing normal to me. I see this in church, you know, when a lot of people tell me, "Oh, Pastor, I'm going to be there on Sundays. I'm going to be there," you know, and I stand there and I wait for them and they don't show up. But, hey, that's okay, you know. Again, that's expected because this is Friday before the 4th of July. They're probably off prepping for tomorrow, whatever. But who knows? But y'all here, and I'm glad that you're here. So with that, we'll get started. So, in the past few sermons that I have preached here in the room, and those of you who were here and some of you who listen on the recordings on the website, you know, the past few messages I was preaching on, I was hitting on complaining and murmuring. And I kind of taught that to the men's group last night, too, about complaining, you know. And as I keep digging more and more into it, I find that, you know, if we are willing to do a self-examination and start making notes, you find yourself, you've been also complaining a lot and murmuring and carrying on. And as I've been digging deeper into that, I've been finding out, you know what? This should not be our nature, period. We shouldn't be complaining. We shouldn't be murmuring. We shouldn't be doing all that because we got God's Holy Spirit in us, and that is not God's nature. But yet we do it. And if we're not careful, it can really hinder our spiritual walk with the Lord. So, you know, we have to start digging into our own spiritual side and see, are we lining up with heavenly views? Are we lining up with heavenly ways? Are we doing things according to the will of God? And, you know, as I've been doing a lot of examination, me and my wife, you know, we've been on this journey, and we've both been finding, hey, you know, we're quite not doing it right. But when I was preaching on these messages, I was thinking and praying, okay, you know, now sometimes I told you in the past messages, while I'm preaching a message, I am thinking possible of another message. You know, I just do that sometimes. I'm thinking while I'm also preaching. Sometimes someone say, hey, that's dangerous when you do that. But yes, I do think sometimes about possible messages when I'm preaching a current message. So I was led to this message, and I was led to this. Hurts, pain, betrayal, broken trust, busted relationship, heavy hearts. All of us here has, at one time or another, in the past, or some has experienced it not long ago, and some are most likely going through it now. And many of these are a result of someone or a few people you thought were your friend or had relations with you. A lot of times, you know, whenever you do think someone is your friend, you find out you get hurt, betrayed, trust is broken, relationships get busted up. And a lot of times you do have heavy hearts. And some of these experiences that you have experienced came from your family members. Yes, and many even came from your church. I have experienced that myself as a pastor in the church and as a member of church, hurt and betrayed by people in church. And sadly, sometimes you experience this from folks that you made friends with on the internet. And many of them on the internet that you thought were close friends, and you really trusted them with everything, you even admired them and respected them, then one day they turn on you. And then your world comes crashing down. It happens a lot. It happens often. And maybe someone has hurt you physically. Maybe someone has hurt you emotionally. Maybe you just came out of a trying situation. And though you know you will eventually recover, you still feel pain that seems unbearable. Whatever the case may be, you've been scarred, and you carry it with you through many of your days, your months, and even years. Sadly, many still do carry it. Many still live it each day. Many still live it each month. Many still live these pains, hurts, and betrayals, and broken trust years. It goes on and on and on. And most of us can relate to some level to that feeling. I was just talking to a lady today. Fortunately, she left the chat, you know, what's said between me and her stays between me and her. And I felt for her. I really did. But I was talking to her today. She was hurt. And she feels out of place. And I told her, you know, I said, you know, she kind of felt odd because she felt that way. I said, well, don't feel that way. Don't feel odd because I've been through it myself. I know what it feels like. And sometimes it does cause me to doubt. It does cause a lot of pain. It does cause hurts and betrayals and all that. And she kind of responded back to me like, you? Really? A pastor? I said, yeah. And contrary to what people believe, we have feelings. We're human, just as much as you. And we go through hurts and trials and pains, and you name it, it affects us. It affects everybody. So that's why I'm saying most of us can relate on some level to those feelings. Even people who excel at taking personal responsibility have at least one story of having been hurt. Though some of us have endured more serious situations, you really can't qualify or compare to that emotional pain. It's hard to put in words of how these events or experiences feel. And yes, it is a bad feeling, and many times a very, very painful experience. Life is often a roller coaster ride of emotions. It's full of ups and downs, filled with an array of unexpected surprises. And it's nice to think that we will always be happy and fulfilled, but unfortunately, my friends, that's not always the case. If you got your Bibles with you tonight, our reading verse for tonight is going to be Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 14. Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 14, it says this: "Heal me, Lord, and I will be healed. Save me, and I will be saved, for you are the one I praise." Let's pray. Gracious Heavenly Father, O Lord Jesus, as we come to you tonight, we submit ourselves to you and your authority. And Father, you know, if there's things within us that we have not confessed to you today, please forgive us where we have fallen short of your precious glory. We don't intend to say things and do things. We shouldn't be doing them on purpose, but sometimes we do. But other things, we don't do it on purpose. And we ask of you to forgive us where we have fallen short of your precious glory, because we're constantly missing the mark. Father, I don't stand here claiming to say I got it all together, and I don't stand here claiming that I'm perfect, because I'm far be it, and no one is perfect. We all make mistakes. We all have ups and downs. We all have issues. We all have trials. We go through a lot of hurts and pain, so we're no different. So, Father, again, if I've done something wrong or thought something wrong or said something wrong to someone today or even you today, please forgive me where I have done that. I ask of you to be with those who are here tonight. They took the time to come here. Those who decided not to come here tonight, Father, I don't know what the reason is. I just don't know why it seemed like that zeal and that hunger and desire is just not in people as it once was. I've been contemplating on that and thinking about that a lot, you know, what's going on with a lot of folks, why they just don't seem to have that burning desire to fellowship, to worship with you, to gather together with you in your name. I just don't get it, you know. But, you know, again, I'd just be thinking, you know, hey, you know, at least you're going to still do what you got to do, and you're still on the throne, and you never left it. So protect those who are here tonight. Watch over them. Take care of them. See to it that everything's taken care of for them, and have your love spread with them in their hearts. In Jesus' name we all pray. Amen. Now, y'all seen the title. I mean, I flashed it with that bot, you know, so it's flashed every hour for those folks who are in the chat room. But the title of this message tonight, of those who's going to listen, and you know you're going to read the title when you look at the message, it's called Dealing with Past Hurts and Pains. Now, folks, I'm going to tell you something right now, because as I told Happy a little this morning, we had a conversation. This message really is digging down deep within the core of my spiritual soul. And I'm pulling from my own personal experience. So then a lot of this, I went through it. So I want you to know, all of us, we all been hurt. You can't be an adult or a teen alive today who hasn't experienced some kind of emotional pain, like the lady I was speaking to this morning. And the fact is, it hurts. It really does. And I get that. And as I told this lady, as I was talking to her about an hour and a half ago, when I told her all these things, she just kind of kept coming back like, "Really? You?" I said, "Yes, me. I understand. I know what you're going through. So don't feel bad. Don't condemn yourself. Don't tear yourself apart. Don't rip yourself down. We all go through those pains and those hurts and those trials. We all deal with it. And it's not, I'm not saying it's fun to deal with it, but it's not. It's difficult. It's hard. But I get it. But I want y'all to know, like I told her, what you do with that hurt is probably more important than the hurt itself. Let me repeat that. What you do with that hurt or that pain or whatever it was is more important than the hurt itself. Would you prefer to get back to being what I call an active liver for life? I ain't talking about a liver you eat, but I'm talking about one that you live. Sounds like liver anyway. But do you prefer to be an active liver of life? Or do you prefer to ruminate endlessly about the past and something that cannot be changed? Which is it? In short, how do you let go of past hurts and pains and move on? Let's find out. And I want you to know, most important, folks, you know, you may feel uncomfortable with this. I don't know, but this is not my place to, you know, try not to make you uncomfortable or whatever, but I'm just basing this on my personal experience. But I want you all to know one thing, and those who are listening, blaming others for our hurt is what most of us starts off doing. When we go through some kind of hurt, betrayal, or broken trust, or whatever, usually the first natural reaction is to blame someone else. And people who's constantly hanging on to the hurts, and constantly hanging on to the past, and constantly hanging on to the pain, and the hardships, and whatever, they're constantly blaming someone else. The blame game. They're blaming. But in reality, they're not willing to do a reality check and look at themselves in the mirror and say, whoa, wait a minute. I need to stop this. And that's what they do. They stop blaming other people right off. It gets into something like, well, somebody did something wrong. Or they wrong us in some way that mattered to us. Then usually 9 times out of 10, we want them to apologize. Or you owe me an apology. That's right, you hurt me. You done me wrong. And we blame them, and then usually we want them to apologize. And other times, we want them to acknowledge, hey, I want them to be acknowledged that what they did was wrong. But be warned about this. Those of you who are listening to this, and those of you here in the room right now, I'm not trying to put nobody in the hot seat. I'm not trying to step on your toes. Just like I told that young lady an hour or so ago, look, I am a pastor called by God to preach the truth, and I am not afraid to step on anybody's toes, and I'm not going to whitewash things. I'm not going to be iffy about it, wishy-washy, whatever. I am blunt, and this is how I've been called, and I'm going to tell you the truth whether you like it or not. Sometimes the truth has to hurt, and it hurts me sometimes. But I'm not going to beat around the bush when I got to confront you on things and tell you things. The fact is the fact. The reason why I'm doing this is because I love you and trying to wake you up to reality to see the truth. That's all I'm trying to do. But some people can't handle the truth. They don't like the truth. They get mad at you when you present the truth. But I want to warn you about this. If you're trying to make someone apologize, if you're trying to get them to do this, if you're trying to get them to acknowledge that they were wrong and it hurts or the pain they caused you, well, let me tell you something right now, my friends. Blaming someone else for our hurts can backfire. You start blaming someone else for whatever went down, it can backfire on you big time. You see? The problem with blaming others is that it can often leave you powerless. Let me repeat that. Blaming others can often leave you powerless. For example, let's just say you confront the person and they say, no, I didn't do that. Or worse, what if they said, so what if I did it? Then all you're left with is all this anger and hurt and no resolution. That's all it winds up to be. All your feelings are legitimate. That's right, it is. But it's important for them to it's important to feel them fully. Yes, your feelings are legit. And yes, it's important to feel them. You know, someone likes to suppress it and bury it so deep. But it's still festering. It's still there. So yes, I do try to encourage people, look, you know, we don't base our faith on feelings, but we do have feelings. And sometimes it is important to feel those feelings fully through hurts and pains. But you do one thing afterwards. Move on. You move on. Yeah, if you've been hurt, you've been dealt with pain, you've been dealt with betrayal, broken relationships, whatever. Okay, yeah. Feel them fully. Brush it off. Move on. And move forward. Nursing your grievances indefinitely. Let me tell you something right now. It's a bad habit. It hurts you more than it hurts them. Hanging on to those grievances indefinitely only hurts you more than it hurts them. And the reason I was led in this direction tonight, because I've been through this myself, and I was dealing with it, and it caused me a lot of hurt. And in the last two messages, when preaching on grumbling and complaining and everything else, this message also finally hit me to my core. What I was doing was nothing more than complaining about the past, the pain, the hurts, and shifting the blame to others rather than me confessing to myself and to God and saying, Father, I was not letting this go. I was wrong. I was not fully trusting in you. I was not wanting to move on and move forward and forgetting what happens. See, until you come to grips with yourself and quit finding faults in those who have hurt you, quit using the blame game, quit hanging on to those past events, you will never have the peace you seek if you do that. All you're doing is shutting God out of your life. And how do you expect to be healed if you're not willing to let the past go and say, you know what? Enough is enough. Enough is enough. It's time to let this thing go and bury it. And the only way you and I can accept new joy and happiness into your life is to make space for it and forgive them. Forgive the past and forgive yourself. Most important, forgive yourself. Because if you don't let it go, if you don't learn what real forgiveness is, then all it's going to do is let your heart fill full up with pains and hurts and brokenness. And if that happens, how can you be open to anything new that God wants to put in there? You get this? Because if you don't let it go, if you don't learn what real forgiveness is, you're going to let your heart be filled up for all those pains and the brokenness and the hurts and the distrust and dishonesty and everything else. And all you're going to do is rob yourself of what God wants to put in there. That's all you're going to do. Friends, I'm letting you know, I'm preaching to myself here also on this message. I am. And like I said early on, This one, too, has hit me directly to my core. But now, I'm seeing it's time for me to move on with my life. The same should be for you. So in our message tonight, I want us to focus on five ways of letting go of past hurts and pains. The first way is make the decision to let it go. That's the first thing you got to do. Make the decision to let it go. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 25-27 says this. Proverbs chapter 4, 25-27. It says, let your eyes look straight ahead, and your eyelids look right before you. Ponder on the path of your feet, and let all your ways be established. Do not turn to the right or the left. Remove your foot from evil. Powerful words. But the fact is, things just don't disappear on their own. You need to make the commitment to let it go. If you don't make this conscious choice up front, you can end up self-sabotaging any effort from God to move on from this past hurt period. You're sabotaging God when He's trying to help you. Making a conscious decision to let it go also means accepting you have a choice to let it go. Stop reliving the past pains. Stop going over the details of the story in your head every time you think of the other person. Most likely after you finish step two below or if we're fixing to come up. This, my friends, this is most empowering to most people. Knowing that it is their choice to either hold on to the pain or to live a future life without it. Which choice do they make? Which choice do you make? The second thing we must do in letting things go, express your pain and your responsibility. That's right. Express your pain and your responsibility. Proverbs chapter 19, verse 3 says this. The foolishness of man twists his way, and his heart frets against the Lord. Be honest and express the pain and the hurt that made you feel, whether it's directly to the other person or though just getting it out of your system, most likely like venting to a friend, or even writing a journal, or writing a letter that you never sent to the other person. I wrote many letters. And many times I come close to hitting that enter button. I didn't. I just wrote the letters just to vent. Did it help? Man, sometimes. But that's what I do. Folks, get it out your system. Get it out your system at once. In doing so, it will help you understand what specifically your hurt is all about. See, we don't live in a world of black and whites, even when sometimes it feels like we do. While you may not have the same amount of responsibility for the hurt you experience, just maybe, there may have been a small part of the hurt that you are also partially responsible for. Some people don't want to admit that. But sometimes we are partially responsible for the hurt that we caused ourselves. Take the responsibility for it, my friends, and ask yourself this. What could I have done differently next time? Life lessons we learn from God. Wisdom. Don't ruminate on that thing all the time. Learn from it and ask yourself and go to the Lord, what could I have done differently the next time? And hopefully there's not a next time where this happens. Are you an active participant in your own life? or simply a hopeless victim? Will you let your pain become your identity and rob you of your joy and peace in life? We know the devil comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And if we allow those pains and hurts and past issues, whatever, rob us of that, we're giving place to the devil. And we're not trusting in the full power of the Holy Spirit. Or someone you know has more deeper and more complex in their way of living than you realize they do. Well, what I'm trying to say, or do you know someone who's more deeper and complex than you? Are you going to let yourself be robbed of that joy and peace? Don't give place to the devil. Don't. Let it go. The third thing we got to do of letting these pains and trials and hurts and hardships and everything to let it go and to deal with them. Some may not like this, and some may kind of get iffy when they hear this, but the third thing you got to do in dealing with past pains and hurts, stop being the victim and blaming others. Let that sink in. Stop being the victim and blaming others. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 10 says this. And pay attention to it. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 10. And it says, "For we all must appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that each one may receive the things done in the body according to what he has done, whether good or bad." And you're going to understand what I'm saying once I get through this part. You're going to understand why. And that's why I said pay attention to that passage. A lot of us forget about that one. So stop being a victim and quit blaming others. But yes, ooh, being a victim, oh yeah, it feels good. Oh yeah. Being a victim is good. It's like being on a winning team of you against the world. But guess what? The world largely doesn't care. So you need to get over yourself. But yes, you are special. You're very special. And yes, your feelings do matter. But don't confuse your feelings matter to your feelings should override all else. And nothing else matters. Don't confuse it with that. Your feelings are just one part of this large thing we call life, which is all interwoven and complex and messy. And every moment you have that choice. To continue to feel bad about another person's actions or to start feeling good. You need to take responsibility for your own happiness and let God handle this and not put such power into the hands of the other person. Why would you let the other person hurt you and keep on hurting you? Why would you let the other person hurt you in the past? Why would you let the other person have such great power over you? Right here, right now. Let it go. Let it go. Let God deal with them, not you. Let God handle it. He fights our battles, not us. As I just read in this passage, folks, look. We're going to stand before the judgment seat of Christ. We're going to have to give an account for every idle word that we have spoken and for every action that we have done. We got to stand face to face, eyeball to eyeball with Jesus. And we're going to have to give an account. So let it go and let him deal with it. And I'm ashamed. I'm really ashamed. Because I've done some of those things, and now I got to answer to Jesus. I got to stand before him one day. I can't hide it. Did I cause the scourge? Yeah. Did I lie? Yeah. Did I try playing the victim? Yeah. Did I try doing the blame game? Yeah. And lo, folks, we got to stand before Jesus. And that's not going to be hidden. You see, a lot of people want to say, oh, wait a minute, Jim, what are you talking about? When we came to Christ, all our sins were forgiven. Oh, hold on, yeah. All your sins from the past were forgiven. But everything you've done since then, well, not. You're going to have to give an account to him when you face him. Everything. The Bible's clear on that, my friends, whether you like it or not. The Bible's very clear on that. I never took that passage to real heart. I kind of just skimmed through it. But like I said, when I started examining my own core, wow. Wow. See, no amount of rumination of analysis has ever fixed a relationship problem. No amount of rumination of analysis have ever fixed the hurts or the pains. You keep ruminating on it, you're hindering God's work. No amount of rumination of analysis has ever fixed past hurts. Never. Never. Not in the entirety of the world's history. Never. So why choose to engage in so much thought and devote so much energy to the person you feel has wronged you or did wrong to you in the past? Why devote so much time and energy to that? Devote it to God and let God handle it and get your peace back. Quit blaming others. Quit blaming them and move on with your life and let God deal with them who caused the hurts and the pains in your life. Because refusing to do so will only cause you more hardships in life because you're not doing it the godly way and letting God handle it. You're robbing yourself. You're doing the devil's work. The devil hardly ain't got the work half the time anyway. We do the work for him. So why give him the satisfaction? Get over it. Move on with it. And you're probably thinking, well, that's easier said than done. Yeah, I know, but see, you ain't heard the rest of this message yet. The fourth point we're coming to for tonight of dealing with past pains and hurts. Focus on the present, the here and now, and joy. Focus on that. Look what John chapter 10, verse 10 says about that. John 10:10 says, the thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly. I get tongue-tied on that one all the time. But look at that last word. I wish it could have been translated, have it more extravagant, but abundantly. Meaning it's limited. But do we have that whenever we're constantly playing the blame game and focusing on that hurt and pains and trials in the past? No. How can we be living if we're constantly reliving that old hurt, the pain is past? Folks, what I told that young lady today that left our server, unfortunately, I told her, I said, look, today is the day. Now is the time to let it go. Let go of the past and stop reliving it. Those who's hanging on to the past, today is the day. The time is now to let it go. The time is to stop reliving it over and over and over and over. Stop telling yourself the story where the main character, you, is forever the victim of this other person's horrible actions. Newsflash, you can't undo the past. We don't have no magic rewind toy or whatever we can rewind ourselves to that particular point. We don't. You can't undo the past. All you can do is make today the best day of your life. And when you focus on here and now, you have less time to think about the past. You get that? When you focus on the here and now, you have less time to think about the past. When the past memories, and take note of this, when the past memories creep into your consciousness, as they are bound to do from time to time, they do, acknowledge them just for a moment. Acknowledge them just for a moment when they kind of creep into your mind, and then move on. Brush it off, as we say, and move on. And bring yourself gently back to the present moment, living for the Lord. Some people find it easier to do this with a conscious cue, as I call it, such as saying to yourself, it's all right, it's okay, it's good, God is my strength, God is my warrior, God fights my battles. It's, you know, we got different ways of doing it, you know. I mean, whenever I find myself doing this, a conscious cue automatically pops up. The first one is, I can do all things through Christ Jesus, which strengthens me. In Philippians chapter 2, verse 11, I think, or 13, do all things without grumbling and dispute. So, you know, whenever I find these past memories creep into my consciousness, I use those cues. No, I didn't have them as scriptures, R.W. That's just what's coming to me right now. That's how I do it. You know, so I'm giving you a little bit of what I do. But I call them conscious cues. You can probably come up with something different. So, but what I do when I focus on that, that was the past. It's done. It's over with. Now what I do, I focus on my own happiness and doing what the Lord has me doing today. I focus on that. I focus on what God wants me to do today. You see, pay attention to this. If we crown our brains and lives with hurt feelings all the time, over and over and over and over, there's very little room for anything positive that God can do for you. You keep focusing and you keep your brain filled with all that garbage and junk, there's very little room for God in there somewhere. Very little. Very little. And when you do so, folks, it's a choice you're making to continue to feel the hurt rather than welcoming joy back into your life that God can give you. The grand finale. Woo! We're coming to the grand finale. The fifth and most important way of letting go of past hurts and pains. Drum roll. You ready for this? Are you ready for this? And that's why I'm calling it the grand finale. And some people forget this. Me included. The fifth and most important way of letting go of all the past pains and hurts and whatever, forgive them and then forgive yourself. You see, a lot of people, we quote, well, you forgive the person. Okay, that's fine and dandy. But you forget another important part in there, forgiving yourself. You see where I'm going with this? Philippians chapter 3, verse 13. Philippians 3:13 says this, "Brethren, I do not count myself to apprehend, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead." There you go. Forget those things behind and reach for what they are ahead. If you get anything out of this, please listen to this carefully. And I know I got a funny way of speaking sometimes. I'm ashamed of it sometimes, but I can't help that's just the way I talk. But pay attention to this, please. Forgiveness can be one of the hardest things you have to do on your journey to growth and peace with Christ. I'm going to repeat that. Forgiveness can be one of the hardest things you have to do on your journey to growth and peace in Christ. Forgiving yourself can be the hardest of all. It can. Everyone makes mistakes, and even worse, intentionally chooses the wrong way. But God's love for us is overwhelming, and it covers a multitude of errors. Or as the Word of God says, it covers a multitude of sins. If you want healing, if you want healing in your life, then you must forgive them. You got to, if you want that healing. Then you must forgive yourself. It does not matter who is right and wrong. It doesn't matter who's right and wrong. Forgive them and forgive yourself. What matters the most is forgive yourself to be healed. Forgive yourself to be healed. Now, as I hinted on a little bit earlier, we may not have to forget. We may not have to forget another person's bad behaviors, but virtually everybody deserves our forgiveness. Everybody. And sometimes we get stuck in our pain and our stubbornness, and we can't even imagine forgiveness in that phase. We can't. But forgiveness isn't saying, let me repeat it, but forgiveness isn't saying, "I agree what you did." Instead, it's saying, "I don't agree with what you did, but I forgive you anyway." Folks, forgiveness isn't a sign of weakness. Instead, it's simply saying, "I'm a humbled person." That's what forgiveness is saying. I am a humbled person. Yes, you did something to me that hurt me, but I want to move forward in my life and welcome my joy back into it. I can't do this until I fully let this go. I can't do it until I let it go. Forgiveness is a capable way of letting something go. It is. It's also a way of empathizing with other person and trying to see things from their point of view. Start learning to do that for a bit and see what it does to you. Don't try to focus, think, "Well, I know some scriptures, I'm going to tell you this." Don't try to focus, "I know better, I'm going to show you this." Don't try to say, "Hey, I'm correct, I'm going to show you this." No. Forgiveness is empathizing with another person and try to see things from their point of view. In other words, shut your mouth. Shut your mouth. Learn to slow down. Quit talking so much. Listen to them. And let God handle it. Let God handle it. Because forgiving yourself may be an important part of this step as well. As sometimes we may end up blaming ourselves for the situation or the hurts. But this is not God's way of doing things. That's not His way. While we indeed may or may not have some part to play in the hurts, and see point two that I talked about earlier, there's no reason for you to keep beating yourself up over it. Quit beating yourself up. If you can't forgive yourself, and this is a warning, if you can't forgive yourself, then how do you expect God to help you to live in a future peace and happiness? How do you expect Him to help you if you're not willing to help yourself? If you're not willing to forgive yourself? I know this is hard. I know. I get it. And it's very, very hard to let go of one's pain. Why? Well, I struggled with this myself not long ago when writing this message. And finally it set up with me in my spirit. It was telling me in so many words that, Jimmy? Hello? Son? It's time for you to move on. Quit hanging on to the past situation. You're not listening to me. You're not shutting your mouth up. You're not shutting your brain up. Listen to me, son. Let it go. Move on. Because if we held on to it for a long time, it feels like an old friend, justified, and it'd be sacrilegious to let it go. That's how we feel sometimes with those hurts. We feel like it's sacrilegious to let it go because we thrive on that. We need that. No, you don't. Because if you're doing that, if you're not letting it go, you're slapping God in the face and you're telling Him, God, you can't help me. You can't deal with it. You can't handle it. That's what you're telling God. In the lesson I taught last night with the men in Exodus, the people bellyaching, complained and grumbled and everything else. So in a sense, what they were telling God back then, God, we don't trust you. We don't trust you to handle this situation. I need that hurt and that pain. I need to be the victim. I need to keep blaming them. I guarantee God is shaking His head and looking at you. No, that ain't how it's done. Let the thing go. So in closing, I'm going to leave y'all with this tonight. And in this message, I never said letting go would be painful. I never said this. So don't go off after you hear this and say, well, Jim kind of said some bad things I didn't agree with. No, I ain't never said letting go would be painful. I never said you wouldn't cry. I never said you wouldn't have hurt. You would feel confused and et cetera and on and on and on. I never said those things. But I know personally that it hurts because I had to let it go of doing my will before. I had to let it go. I had to let it go of people's sins against me and moved on. Nobody's life should not be defined by their pain. It's not healthy. It only adds to our stress. It hurts our ability to focus, to study, and to work. And it impacts our relationship with God. And most of all, it hinders your spiritual walk. That's what it's doing to you. It hinders your walk with God. And every day you choose to hold on to that pain, it's another day you choose not to be set free, and another day that you don't have a close relationship with God, because not letting it go, folks, is a sin. Let me say this again, not letting it go is a sin. You know, jaw may be dropping here and now, like, what? Because when we don't trust God, we're in a sense telling God, I don't believe you. And you claim to be a Christian, then you're living in sin. Why? Because as I just said, you're telling God, you can't deal with it. You can't deal with it, God. And all you're doing in the process, you're quenching the full power of the Holy Spirit himself. How can he go to work if you're not letting him? How? Do yourself a big favor. Please. Let go of the pain. Let go of the hurt. Do something different today. Trust in God. Let him help you. Let him bring back your happiness you seek. Let him bring back your heart to life. C.S. Lewis once said this, and I like this quote that he said. He said, getting over a painful experience is much like crossing monkey bars. You have to let go at some point in order to move forward. Good choice of words. Letting go of relationships, hurts, fears, past mistakes, sin, guilt, slander, anger, failures, regrets, worries, and etc. is easier when we realize that God is in control and God can handle it. If we quit trying to deal with it on our own and face the truth, we're the ones not letting the matter go. What we need to do is realize that God has allowed and used these things and these people in your life to build you up. Now it's time for you to move on towards Him in open arms and quit looking back. What God has in store for you is never the past. God never has the past in store for you. What He has in store for you is the future, today, now. He has something better than that relationship. He has something greater than your worries and your fears. He has something greater than your past mistakes and pains. But the key to all this, the key, you must surrender to Him and trust in Him. Stand strong, let it go, and keep on moving to see what God has in store for you. Amen. Let's pray.